Today we're going to talk the beginnings and like an overview of the halacha of what it means to have kedusha shvius. And I'm going to start by telling you, Torah has two psukim that tell us what you're supposed to do on with your food on shmita, and it says, okay, so Torah is telling you now what you're supposed to do with things that you have on shmita. There's another pasuk also. I'll get to it in a second. Okay, so from these pasukim we learn the following. Okay, but the way, this is in my mind, there are four things that we learn out from these. I don't know if I'm exactly right. And not everyone, even though they're going to be from the pasukim, not everything I'm about to say is deraisa. Some of these things are just asmachas. Okay, and it goes like this. Okay, from the fact that it says in the pasuk, v'hoyser shabbos arsa lechem l'ochla, that you should eat it. So we learn out from there, l'ochla v'loy l'hefsid, that you're not allowed to waste things that have kedusha shvius. That we're going to spend plenty of time talking about that in the future, not so much today, but for the future. Okay. Then another din is we learn out from the fact that it says ba'artzecha tia kol tefilaso. We learn out from there that the food of shvius needs to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to take it out of Eretz Yisrael. That'll be a mitzvah shem for next time. We'll talk about that din that you're not allowed to take the produce out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. A third din is, again from the word la'achla, we learn out that la'achla v'loy l'schayra. Okay, you're not allowed to do business with it in the regular way that you do business with other produce. And Mitzvah Shem also next time about what that means, la'achla v'loy l'schayra. And the last is, we learn out from the fact that the pasuk says, v'hemtecha v'lachaya sheva etzecha, we learn out that you can only eat it, you can only keep it at home when it's available for the chayas, when it's out for the wild animals can still get it. But call l'chayim and asada, once it's not available out in the sada, then you can't keep it in your house. That's the mitzvah beer. Probably we'll do that next time also. Behemoth means the inside you. It's the same thing. The point is that in your house, the behemoth, as in what you take care of by yourself, so if you took in 20 pounds of apples, that you're not allowed to keep those anymore. We'll find that, I think, next time, about what that means is what the mitzvah beer is. Okay. So the we're going to start in our discussion, is sort of like introducing to the whole dinim, is the pasuk says here, two times it says in these pasukim that you should eat it. It says, and then it says at the end, and there's another pasuk that says, those who hold, we'll see what that is in a second, there are those who hold that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat parents that have kedusha shvius to them. The Torah says two times here, and one time the other pasuk, v'ochlu avyoni amecha, yimuchuv to eat it. The way the Ramban says this is, how come it says v'ochlu avyoni amecha, and it doesn't say le'avyoni amecha tazeh oisam, like it says by Matnasaniyim. By Matnasaniyim says you should leave it for them. The fact that it says you should eat it, gives the impression that you're mechuyev to eat it, and you're not allowed to eat it, but that you're mechuyev to eat it. Okay, also, another right to it is, another reason to think that it's a mitzvah to eat it, the Yerushalmi says like this, ein mechayev noisim lechol, you're not mechayev a person to eat, lepash ifsha, leknuvitz yevruk, lepash ifsha, leskat l'tzerasri, that means lepash ifsha, we know what that means, they're just spelling mistake, right? Excuse me? Where's the spelling mistake?
Second line.
First line. No, it's not spelling mistake, that's a Yerushalmi spelling. That's a Yerushalmi spelling, okay, different way of spelling, okay? So it says, it says you're not mechuyev to eat pash ifsha, bread that's spoiling. Knuvas yarek, we're going to come back to. Knuvas yarek means is that when you peel vegetables, you peel things, the garbage, the part that you're not going to use, that's a knuvas yarek. When tasha shon eskalkut zerasei, or a food that's spoiling or starting to spoil, you're not mechuyev to eat it. So, why did Yerushalmi say you're not mechuyev to eat these things? It sure sounds like, in general, you're mechuyev to eat the perish shvius. And these things, you're not mechuyev. It gets to the point that it's not edible, then you're not mechuyev to eat it, as if everything else...
Maybe your last is right.
No, no. If it meant that you're allowed to be mafsid, it would have said, you could be mafsid. Why is it you're not mechuyev to eat this thing? What do you mean? I wasn't mechuyev to eat anything. So it sounds like I am mechuyev to eat other things. If there's a regular apple that's in it, it's not spoiled, I am mechuyev to eat it.
What does that mean?
That means because there are some who hold that there's those who learn that the Ramban holds that it's one of the tiring mitzvahs is to eat peri shvi.
I mean, I'm going to teach Jews all day. I'm going to teach every peri shvi in the world. I'm going to teach every peri shvi I own.
Okay. It's a question whether it's a mitzvah chiyumis or mitzvah kiyumis.
Whatever. I'm invited. It's not like a mitzvah.
So maybe.
Chiyumis me.
I mean, I should go around eating everybody's food.
Okay,
I'm not sure exactly how far we go.
Like Erevin Kippur, very moment.
Like Erevin Kippur.
Right. Okay. So there are those who hold it's possibly pshat in Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs that it should be included. And what fits into Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs is the Sefer Mitzvahs, of course, Ram has what he considers the mitzvahs. The Ramban has a pirush on that, where he writes why he disagrees with him on points. So what happens is the Ramban disagreed with the Rambam on a whole number of mitzvahs. So now the Ramban is short in his tayag mitzvahs. Okay, if I don't think that this is a mitzvah, well then I'm short one or two. So at the end of the mitzvah say, well, I'm going to show it to you in a second. At the end of the mitzvah say, the Ramban says, here are the 17 mitzvahs that I have to get on because the Rambam, he didn't call it that, but because I just knocked off 17 mitzvahs from Rambam, I'm going to add in 17 of my own mitzvahs. Okay, he doesn't quote that. He says, these are the 17 mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to count. Okay, right? These are the ones that he forgot to count. Okay, so the third of those is the one that, depending on how you read it, it's a very questionable reading, how to read it. One reading of that mitzvah is that it's a mitzvah, say, to eat perishvies. Okay? That's one way. No. It's too complicated. It's like a long... You can look at it yourself. It's the third one. There's only 17 of them. It's the third one. And I'm going to show you something else in a second about it. But it's the third one, and you'll see that there's the yukim back and forth of how to read what he's trying to say. Because, and the other side of that is that the Rambam... Well, first of all, of course, is the Rambam doesn't count it. Okay? The Rambam, the whole point of what I just said to you is that the Rambam does not count it. The Ramban, who does count it, the Chazon Ish says, even the Ramban himself doesn't mean that. Okay? And what the Ramban really means is... What the Ramban really means is that there's a mitzvah say to not be mafsid perish shvius. Okay, the way the Megillah Esther says is that it's a la haba machlal asay, that the Ramban holds la haba machlal asay is an asay. So it's a lot. Don't be mafsid it. Don't do schar with it. The Ramban talks a lot about schar, and that mitzvah that third mitzvah that he gets on talks a lot about doing schar. It sure implies that it has to do with the Israel Sechara, that the mitzvah say is to not do Sechara. Now, how can the mitzvah say be to not do Sechara? Meaning it's a lav habal mechal asay. If it's a lav habal mechal asay, that's considered to be an asay. So, what is...
That's what he's trying to say, John,
that what? That Dov was trying to say. Yeah. That's a lav habal mechal asay. Okay, I'll get to Yerushalmi in 1 second. Just give me a second. We'll get to Yerushalmi. Okay, so the one thing is, the Chazon Ish says it based on just when you read the Ramban, you see it talks all about Schar. And that's how Chazon Ish learns it. The Megillah Esther in Beis and Gimel, the two mitzvahs around it, keeps talking about the Shita of the Ramban about Lav Habo Mechal Asay counts as a mitzvah say. Okay. But now, look at this deed that Rabbi Asher Weiss makes like this. He said, Rabbi Asher Weiss makes like this. If you look, okay, these are the Shichas Hasin. Okay, you're going to now see the 17 mitzvahs say. In short, really short, 17 mitzvahs say that the Ramban says we're listening. Okay, and if you look at them, the third one is the one that we care about. Okay, so look at what goes on. This is a deeker of Rosh Weiss. Okay, the 17 mitzvahs, 16 out of the 17 mitzvahs start off with the words shenitz tavinu. The mitzvah is shenit, mitzvah tavinu to do this thing. Mitzvah shenit, mitzvah tavinu to do this thing. Each one is nitz tavinu to this thing, nitz tavinu to this thing. And there's only one exception. That's the mitzvah solution. That's our mitzvah. He doesn't say shenitz tavinu to do a certain thing. He says she'arma tayra b'peri shvius la'achlav la'ischayra baba, and it goes on. He talks about whatever he says. So why, for 16 out of 17, does he say we're mitz tavinu to do a specific thing, and only one of them does he not say shenitz tavinu? So Rosh Hashanah says. So you see that the Ramban did not mean to say that this is a mitzvah. Say that you're mechuyev to eat peri shvius. He's medayik from that the Ramban means the schayra, which you'll read when you read it inside. You'll see this. You can both ways. The Ramban doesn't mean it's a mitzvah say that you should eat perishvies. He means it's a lavabo machlala say that you should not be mocks with perishvies. Well, he said you should not do schar with perishvies. Okay? So that's a shayla on how to read it. Okay? There's another deek, it's not a deek in the Ramban, is Chaim Fineski brings. He says that there's a mitzvah, you make a bracha when you eat chuma. You make a bracha, he holds, when you eat maisha sheni. Okay? But it doesn't say any place that there's a bracha to eat when you eat perishvies. Which he says is a deek. He says it has to do with the way the psukim say. By the other things, it says you should eat them. Okay, I forgot the wording. The other ones, it says, It said, v'achalta l'fnei Hashem akecha, that's one of his sukkim, you should eat it. And here the lashon is a little bit more passive. It's v'harish shabbos ha'aretz l'chem l'ochla, it's a little more passive. So Reb Chaim Kineski said, that's the reason why there's no bracha. But ha'gufa, that there's no bracha, when people eat ma'aser sheni, when they eat chuma, they make a bracha, Hashem k'dashan v'mitzayisav, they eat m'choyim to eat, they have a bracha when you eat it, and there's no bracha when you eat perishvias. Therefore, he was assigned that you should just know for your curiosity. I don't think that Rav Kook holds that it's a mitzvah, but he does say, he talks about that you should wash your hands before you eat it. I think it's more ahashkaf, I don't think he thinks it's a din. Okay, fine. So now, the Lamaise is, we do have a question from the Yerushalmi. There's many different answers to the question from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said, you're not mechuyav to eat it. I'll tell you two of the answers. One is, Rav Kook himself says that the answer to the Shaila is, it's a borrowed lashon. Okay, in Hilchos Chumas it's a similar din. So when the Yerushalmi says "Ei mechayev nesalecho," is because by Chuma it is a similar kind of a lashon, it is more appropriate. So it's a borrowed lashon. Okay, Rav Asher Weiss has an interesting answer, and that is like this. He says, if you remember the cases that it said, I don't have it on the screen. The three cases that were "Ei mechayev nesalecho to eat pasha ipsha, kumas yarek, and Tavshoshen, that was losing its surah, I forgot what the words are. Okay? You're not going to eat those things. So he says, maybe, the reason why Yerushalmi says this goes like this. In each one of those things, the reason why the food is about to spoil is because of something that you did to get it to that point. If you had grains of wheat, they wouldn't spoil. They just sit around for long times. The reason why your bread is spoiling is because you went ahead and ground it up, made it into flour, baked it into bread. Bread only lasts for a couple of days. You peel the vegetable, so the whole vegetable lasts for a long time. You're the one who's causing it to get spoiled faster, or the tafshel, also by cooking it up. You're leading towards the hefsid. So maybe if you got into this mess, you're the one who got the food to that point, maybe then you'd be mechuyev to be eating even to a further point. So that's the Yerushalmi saying, no, you're not mechuyev to. At a certain point, it's not edible, you don't have to do anything, it's not a problem. But the reason why you would think it is because of the specific examples that the Yerushalmi gives of things where you did something to get it to this point, so maybe then you sort of like took on the responsibility to take care of this food. Okay, that's what he says about how we do.
It's like you're mafsid.
Right, if you got it to this point, you better eat it before you make the hefsid because you messed it up. Yesterday you turned it into a loaf of bread. You better get rid of it before then. So Yerushalmi says you're not mechuyev to. But that would have been the tzad. That's why it talks in such a lesson. What do you say?
It's about bread.
Because?
Bread is an improvement on the grain. It's not like
you're saying because then it was worthless before. Yeah. It was worthless. Okay, but you're the one who got it to this.
That's what you're supposed to do with grain.
Okay.
Maybe you did it, maybe I think you.
Okay, so we'll go on. We work with the assumption. Everybody works with the assumption. Works with the assumption that there is not a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. There's not a mitzvah anything. There's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to drop on anything. There's no mitzvah that you have to eat perishes. Okay. So now that leads us to a second question. Okay. When we say that you're not mechuyev to eat, that means is. As I said, you now do hefsid. We'll talk about more in the future. Like, I can't take the perishvias and put it into a place where it's going to be spoiled. I can't put it into a place where it's really hot or something like that. It's going to get spoiled. But I'm also not mechuyev to do things to save it. So if I have soup and I finish eating it, I don't have to put it in the refrigerator. I'm not mechuyev to do something to save the perishvias. I don't have to keep it going. I can't ruin it. I can't put it in a place where it's going to get spoiled. But I'm not mechuyev to save it either. I want to leave it out. If it spoils, it spoils. And at that point, then I'll do what I want to do with it. We'll talk about in a second what I do with it. But I don't have to actively save it. I can just leave what it is. But there's a shayla in the front of his fox.
You know, it's something that's going to happen immediately.
It's going to happen. Because I took out the soup. I ate what I wanted to do.
Right away,
apple. Right. I'm not going to do things to save it. I don't have to put it to the fridge or something like that. But there's a shayla like this. There's the Marit, Claire's, whether there's an isser to be gurum the hefsid of the food. I don't, gurum means it, not that I just leave it out, that I wasn't gurum, it just happened by itself. I was eating some bread. If I don't put it back into the container, it's going to spoil. That we're talking about gurum where you did something that would have caused a grum. And he says like this. The Yerushalmi says, I don't have this, is a different Yerushalmi, that when you have this knivus yerek, you have the leftovers, the trimmings from when you're preparing vegetables, you can put them onto the roof where they dry out and they become meichel behema. So he says, how come I'm allowed to put them onto the roof? I'm going to dry them out. I'm going to turn them from Michael Adam into Michael Behema. That's a downgrade. You're allowed to give them some behemoths only if they're not fit for people.
Well, why are you eating it yourself? Obviously, they're not good for you. So now,
Well, right now, it just came off the vegetable. Right now, I just took it off the vegetable, and I just...
Why did I get off the vegetable? Because it's not for human consumption.
So you're saying the reason why I took it off is because Hargufa was anyway, okay, Chazer says something very similar. It's good to have you. Chazer says something very similar. I'll get to you in a second. The Maharit says, the person who's doing that is Gurim, the downgrade of these vegetables, not Hefsid per se, but a relative Hefsid, he's causing that. And the reason why I'm allowed to do that is because you see from there that being Gurim Hefsid is not, there's no issue to be Gurim Hefsid. The only issue is to cause Hefsid directly, be a Dayim, but to be Gurim Hefsid is not a problem. Those of you who are listening will say, well, what I'm about to say should sound familiar. Okay, so the Chazon Ish, I didn't see that the Chazon Ish talks about this child being Gram Hefsid. I can tell you in a second others who do. And not that I'm such a bucky in Chazon Ish, but when Ruchaim Kineski brings this Marit, he does not bring a Chazon Ish who says one way or the other way. So that tells me there's probably not a Chazon Ish about it. Because, I mean, he's you know, on the money every time. There's always a Chazon Ish there. So for this one, he just brings the Marit. He doesn't say, and the Chazon Ish says this way or that way. So it makes me feel like there's probably not. But I saw the Chazon Ish talk about the Marit in stamp talk about it, not talk about whether the din is correct, just to talk about what the Marit says. And he says, listen here. He talks about the Marit from two angles. He says, on the one hand, what the Marit is saying, he doesn't understand that. He says, if putting the vegetables onto the roof is going to dry them out, that's not Gram Hefsid. He says, there are cases of Gram Hefsid, but that's what this is. He says, if I put it on the roof and that makes it dry out, that's Hefsid B'Yadayim. I'm putting, like I said to you before, you can't put it into the sun that it's going to spoil. You can't put it someplace where it's going to get ruined. He says, so what's the difference if I put it onto the roof and I dry it out? I mean, maybe it's not boiling hot up there, but if that's going to make it dry out. Chazon says, no, the truth is you are allowed to. You're allowed to, the Rishon says you're allowed to put it onto the roof, and that's because the Knubas Yarok, as it stands now, is not something that anybody was going to eat. He doesn't say he can't eat. He says it's not something that anyone's going to eat. And since it's not something that someone's going to eat, over here, it's going to rot. Over here, it's going to turn completely not even fit for animals. So what I'm doing is actually saving the Knubas Yarok by making it royal Michael Behemoth. If I would leave it as is, it would spoil. So what I'm doing is helping the parents, and that's why it's okay. Okay. But the others, he doesn't talk about this mutter usher. He just talks about the raya from Yerushalmi. He doesn't talk about this mutter usher. That's what I'm saying. I said it from Chaim Kineski. I didn't see that he talked about specifically, is it mutter usher? He just talked about what the Maritz raya was. He didn't talk about the din itself. Okay. The others who say that Gram Hefsa might be usher, and they bring a dig from the following. I think this is coming next. Okay. That's like this. The Rambam says, Paris Hamichod Machel Adam. If you have things that are meant for humans, okay, you have a banana meant for people, you can't give it to a behemoth. You can't let behemoths eat it because that's not considered a proper use for the fruit to give it to a behemoth because it's meant for people. It's a higher way of use. What happens if the behemoth went ahead to eat it by itself? The behemoth drank around and he's eating some of the tomatoes that are growing. You're not mechuyev to stop the animal from doing that. Okay, you're not mechuyev to. Why? Because the pasuk says that you don't have to stop them from eating the pears. Because the Torah is giving a special license that the behemoths can eat it, even what you're not allowed to feed it to them. But if they do it themselves, you're allowed to do it. So they say, wait a second. What are we the pasuk for? Why need a pasuk to tell you that you let the animals do it? It's not more than a grama. Letting the animal take the food by himself would be just a grama. Implied that Grama the Hesed would be Usher, and this is your animal, you'd have to stop the animal from, by letting your animal go there, you'd be Gurim the Hesed. So we have a special pasuk that tells you, no, it's not a Grama the Hesed. But otherwise, if not for such a pasuk, we would have said, no, you're not allowed to do it. This is a Grama the Hesed.
Sorry, why is it a Grama? I left my Tahir around, the animal won't eat, it's not a Grama. The
animal's walking around.
It's the animal.
Why is mine a Grama?
I think that the grum is the not controlling your animal, not the fruit part. Your animal. So you want. So what do you think the pasuk means? So you're even worse.
So
you have a question.
Right, so you're making the question worse.
Mel is not right. Mel, you got to find the parents. It's not right.
Okay, that's it. Okay, that's one way of saying it. Okay, if I remember, the right is because it's assumed that your animal is supposed to be in control of. So here you think you have to control your animal, that's being guarded, has to put your animal in this yard.
You have that by your own animal, or somebody else will stop an animal in the street?
Well, it doesn't say in the din, which one? Is it Hoha Behema Mechmela?
This is Mustache.
Okay, so it's not clear, but if you want, if the Pasuk was told in the Kafka about your animals, and the Pasuk is telling you, don't be Garim Hesed, by your animals you're allowed to be, it would potentially be, so if
we could...
Really
having a Noah, so likely in a faithfulness of men,
but that's not an answer of being Hesed. What would be the rumor there? It's not entitled Hesed.
Because it's a Miuchadad.
Right, but how are you being mastered? I'm saying to you that it's a garden hesed. You let your animal to the backyard.
I'm not from Bela Schwitz in the that's not.
But that's not. But it's happening by itself. I'm not doing it. So, okay, so he'll understand that what we're doing over here is if you let your animal to the backyard, now the animal's going to go eat the thing. That's the garden hesed. Okay? Okay, there are those who disagree with this. Lab dafka that there's a lie from here. Okay? Ken Zayn, that the answer, the different answers to how you get around what Ram says here. I'm going to. That's not good. You guys don't see it. There's something came on my screen. Okay. Anyhow. So there are those who say, Rukhaim Kitz says this a little bit. Mikhail Stubb says it's sort of stronger. He says is that maybe Gran Hefzid is only usher when. What?
It does not.
Yeah. Sorry. He says that maybe Grama is usher when you do something that causes a. Person or animal, when you cause somebody to be mafsid this thing. If you put it onto the roof and the hefzid happens by itself, that might be okay. If I put it into a place where an animal is going to eat it, that's grama that I'm not allowed to do. Okay, and the difference in grama between whether I'm being garmed through a person or animal, through a being, or if I'm being garmed to happen naturally. Okay, in any case, but if you've got the answer or not, it's not important. In any case, there's a shayla about grama. Okay. The Ikar Hadin appears to be, the Ikar Hadin is that being Gurm Hefzid is not Asher on Shvius. It's Asher to be Masa things to be a Dayim, not Asher to be Gurm Hefzid. But as I'm going to show you in a second, there are situations where people are trying to be Makbid to not even be Gurm Hefzid. Okay? Again, so we started off was, is there a mitzvah daka to eat it? No, there's no mitzvah to eat it. Is there an iser to be garim hefzid to it? It seems like the din is that it's not an iser to be garim hefzid. It's a mila. I'm going to show you in a second. But what you're not allowed to do is to be mafsid if you die. Okay. A person who eats food, he eats his food perishables and he eats the way he was supposed to. Now this guy's got leftovers. He didn't finish his whole salad, or he ate a half of an apple. Okay, and he has something left over. So what is he supposed to do with it? So he's not going to be mafsid it. He can't. So we would tell him, don't throw it in the garbage because he's throwing it in the garbage. Now no one's going to eat it, or now it's going to get disgusting from the other food that's in the garbage. So what is he supposed to do? So most of you are familiar with the second thing I'm about to say, but those of you who heard Rabbi Ramon, he mentioned. He brings in a sefer also. I have yet to see the sources. In the sefer, he brings up a source for it, which he told me he's going to try to get for me, but so far I haven't gotten it yet. And that is that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that it used to be in the olden days, in the Yom-Kadim-Mainu, whatever he calls it, in the olden days it used to be that what people would do is they would take their leftovers, put them into a bag, and then put the bag into the garbage. Just like they do with Truma. Put it into a bag, wrap it up, and put it into the garbage. Okay, what's that? Wait a second, when I put it into the garbage, once I take that bag and put it into the garbage, not so much time that anyone's going to eat it, am I not doing a hefzid? And the shot in that is because all I'm doing there is just being garbage hefzid. I put it into a bag, when it goes into the garbage, it's sort of edible at that point also. Now maybe people will choose not to eat it, or maybe tomorrow the garbage bin is going to get crushed, and maybe other things are going to fall into there, but it's only on the level of a garbage. Here's a whole pile of other reasons I'm not mentioning now. But it's only considered a grama, and therefore, since I'm only being gutter in the hefzid, that's okay. I didn't throw mamish into the garbage. I did something that will eventually lead that no one's going to want to eat this thing.
But why is that even a grama? Assuming that the garbage people don't just crush it for a minute, why exactly is it even a grama? I wouldn't do anything to it. What's more going to happen in the garbage in a bag? That's not going to happen if I just leave it on the table.
Okay. So let's say I had a plate of a potato. Yeah. And I ate half the potato. If I leave the potato on the counter, then In 5 minutes now, someone could still eat the potato. It's just in there. What? Right now, I'm saying the potato's on the counter. The potato is still edible. Nothing's wrong with it right now. And that's still edible. When I put it into a bag, it's also still edible. And I put the bag in the garbage, it's also, at this point, it's still edible. In an hour from now, if you walked over to the garbage can and you saw a potato in a bag in the garbage, then most people would choose not to eat it. So, what's going to happen is that tomorrow, we're going to dump more stuff onto it. The next day, we're going to take it out to the yard, and the next day, the garbage can is going to crush it. So it's leading to a hazard. It's a grum of a hazard. But if I wouldn't have put it into the garbage can, I would have left it on the counter.
Okay, two potatoes. I put it on the counter, nobody looks at it, put it in the room, and it's just going to sit there. Okay. The other potato is in a bag in the garbage. I don't know what potato A or B have any different fate. maybe the one of the bag lasts longer, actually. I mean, I'm sorry, nobody's going to dig it out, I understand, but that's not doing anything to it. If it's in the bag, if it's not in the bag, I can't. So people are going to put stuff on it directly and get my schmears with all kinds of garbage, and you know, I don't know, get bacteria and grow, make it ruin faster, but it's in a bag, it's, I don't know what difference it's going to sit on the table.
So you think in the bag is not even a grum of a hazard? It's going to get ruined. If I leave it on the counter, Let's say it'll take 2 days for it to get spoiled on the counter.
Okay.
For 2 days, it'll sit there and someone could eat it if the 2 days it's hopeless.
In a bag.
And in an hour from now, no one's going to eat it either.
Why not? What would eat something in the garbage in a bag? I don't have to dig out the debris on top of it, but close from that, why would I...
So know? You think it's not a hazard at all?
I can get that. It's not even grown either.
Okay. I'm not sure.
It's going to get crushed and I hit.
Well, it's going to get crushed. Sooner or later, it's going to get crushed. Sooner or later, someone's going to do something to it that's going to make it really not edible. But even before it gets to that point, it's going to be subjectively not edible. Look, in an hour, if someone else walked into it, you put it in, you would take it out. If somebody else walked into it, they won't take it out. They won't eat it. If they saw it in the garbage, they won't eat it.
I don't know. It's a big. I might eat it. Was it a big? Don't
even touch it. Okay. So maybe you think that. At the same time, even Rabbi Ramon brings that, or Frank Yansky says that nowadays, in the same quote says, and nowadays, nobody does that. Nobody does. They just put it into a bag and put it in the garbage. I should say nobody. But
nobody does what?
To just take the leftovers from Shemitah, put it into a bag, and put the bag into the garbage. What they do is, they use their Pach Shvias. Okay, what he had that name for, he wanted to call it a Kedusha Shvias. Okay, whatever. And he didn't want to call it a Pach Shvias. The word Pach in Eretz means a garbage can. So he didn't call it a Pach Shvias, a Shvias garbage can. He didn't like that. It bothered his sensitivities. So he wanted to call it, he had a different name for it. But okay, anyway, everybody calls it a Pach Shvias.
They have Kedush.
A what?
Pach Kedush.
So he called it. His pasuk is on the kedusha spheres. Okay. So and what they do is they take the leftovers. They take the leftovers and they put the leftovers into this big container and then basically they leave it on the counter. So you leave it on the counter and when it's spoiled then they throw it out. That's the short version. That's not the truth. But that's the short version. They leave it on the counter. So instead of leaving it on the table, they put it onto the counter in a pot and it stays there and then it's spoiled. So I would not throw any hefsir. I just moved it from the table to the counter and now it's on the counter and when it's spoiled then I throw it out.
Maybe that's worse.
Why is that worse?
Because it's old food.
The short version is they put it onto the counter and it sits on the counter. So when it spoils, then I'm going to throw it out. That's the short version that's supposed to do. And the point is, by doing that, you don't have a ground hefsek. Okay, now it's very questionable because if you want to do it really right, you not only do you have to have a separate container for each day. You have to have separate days, even in the same meal. You know, if I put my apple juice into there, and then I pour my pickles on top of it, I was just mastered it myself. But just by mixing the wrong food together, I mastered it. And if I put today's food on top of yesterday's food, or my half-eaten piece of chicken with his... Oh, I guess chicken's not kedusha shvias. Okay,
wrong. Like maybe you're not considered mastered if you're just putting... Put too much salt on something, you're being mastered it? That's
if you make it not edible. No.
Not edible is... By mixing with the
so we're going to talk about it a couple times, what it means to be mastered, but if I put pickles into my oranges, that's a hefsek. It makes it not edible. No one will touch it anymore. I made it not edible. So really, if you wanted to do this idea in its grandest form, the guy would have a whole collection. I mean, he might have a whole counter full of these pachim, keeping in mind which ones are spoiled and not spoiled yet, or partially spoiled. And if I put food into a partially spoiled, then I also said it was hefsek. Or if I put this thing into that thing, I've also made a hefsek. So depending on what you do, you could have a whole pile of these. And so the theoretical of I put it onto the counter, and when it spoils, I throw it out. It's not so nice. In truth, that's not what they do. In truth, what the people, these pachei shvi'is, what they do is...
They put it into a plastic bag.
They put it into a bag, into the pach. Wait, there's a bag in there. They put the food in. Okay? And then, between courses or between meals, they put like a layer in between, like a piece of paper or something in between. And they pile more stuff. And then after a day or two, they throw the stuff. So they have two or three pachim. Okay? This is the Sunday pach. This is the Sunday pot. I put in breakfast, goes in first. Okay, and then after breakfast, I put in something else, a layer. I can put a piece of paper down, and I put the lunch, and then comes supper. And then, by Tuesday, Wednesday, I throw this one out and start again with this beer.
How do you throw it in a plastic bag?
Yes.
He said at the end of the day. Once a day.
Right. So now, once a day, lopped off, are you gaining from the spoiling? The theoretical is to leave this here for a week until it spoils, and then throw it out. Wait at the end of the day, you didn't gain so much. On the other hand, you lost is because maybe you might should be a daim when you pour the different things on top of each other and you're not paying any cheshbon. But on the other hand, what do you want me to do with my? I'm not going to have the whole room just full of pachei shvi'is. I mean, it's not. How am I supposed to do that? So in Lamaisa, the people
eat up all your food.
Okay.
I just put some in the bag and throw it out.
So the people like, are trying to do, the people are trying to do this upgrade, which is pretty standard nowadays. Okay, in Derech HaMor, that's all he says to do. In the Chazon Ish, there's a sefer printed. It's called Kuntra Sefer Hashvius. Sefer Hashvius. Yeah, well, Kuntra Sefer Hashvius was printed the year right before the Chazon Ish died. He had the last week before he died from some name, Zalem Shapiro. It was approved by the Chazon Ish. And it says the same also, to do the thing with the Pachet Shvius, the whole spiel. Okay? To do this thing. So that's the
cover?
No, it doesn't give all those details. It just says, put it to the thing and leave it until it rots and then you throw it out. He doesn't say the problem of how we do it. Right. Saying, what they're saying from Chaim Kineski supposedly said that in the olden days we used to just put into a bag from the garbage. 1952 was pretty long time ago. I don't know when the olden days was. You know what I mean? So I don't know how long ago, you know, people were keeping shvius so long ago. He told us, Rabbi Ramon, when they started. You know what I mean? It wasn't that long ago. So I don't know when the old days was. The Chazon Ish in 1952 was already telling people to do this eitzah. And Rabbi Ramon is not so... The idea here is to try to avoid the gram of the hefzid. It's not so clear... Rabbi Ramon makes this point in the same phrase. It's not so clear that you're really saving anything. You may be just not being gram hefzid in a day from now, unless you keep the pach for a long time. Surely, if you do it the way most people do, which has a lot of... end up having a lot of foods mixed together, you may be worse off than you were before. You may have been better off to just take a day's worth of food and throw it in the garbage. Put it into a meal's worth, pour your leftovers into a bag, put them in the garbage, and you're done. You may attack me dead wrong. That's not what people do. Why says people do this thing? As trying to avoid gram hefzid, Yossi thinks it's not even gram hefzid the first way. He thinks the first way has not even a mila to the gram hefzid. They're at least trying to say, I'm avoiding gram hefzid by doing this path yeshvius. So even if it's a mila, it's very unclear if it's how successful it is. Okay. Now, one last thing I wanted to tell you was, another example of gram hefzid is feeding, this is Chaim Kineski's example, is feeding children. It comes from the same place from Chazon Ish, with his husband, feeding children. I take a 4-year-old, and I give him a banana to eat. Okay, so he's going to eat a certain amount of the banana, but a certain amount of the banana is going to end up being smushed into his high chair. Okay, because a certain amount of his food is not going to end up eaten in the way that it's supposed to be eaten. Okay, so if I give him the banana, maybe I shouldn't give a banana to a child, because I know that he may end up not eating it properly. So maybe that's not... treating it with Kedusha Shvius. So that's an example of the Gram Hefzid. I did something you're allowed to do. Give someone to eat the food. They're not allowed to do that. If the child will choose to make a Gram of the Hefzid, if he chooses to be mastered it, I was guarding that because I handed it to him, but I didn't do that via Dayim. So therefore, it would be mutter to do it. In theory, that would be mutter to do it. He says you shouldn't do it. But actually, in the Kuntras, it says don't do it at all. But the Ruchai Kinesi explains, in theory, you're not supposed to do it as the Chinuch Shabbat. Okay? You're being mechanach the child that when you have perish shvius, we treat them a certain way. And therefore, you're mechanach him by saying to him, I won't give you the banana because you're going to do that now. Of course, but that means it's only, that the only issue then is as a child who's a Gil Chinuch. Okay, a 2-year-old, it's silly to say, I'm going to be mechanachim to you, Kedusha Shvius. Of course, the reason why he pushes into his high chair is because he's 2 years old, because he is not right for that chinuch yet. But in a child who would be fit for the chinuch, to give it to him would be another example of a gram of hefzid, that min hadin would be mutter, because the gram of the hefzid is hefzid, peri shvius is mutter. If you fit into a place where there's a mitzvah chinuch for the child, then of course you wouldn't do it, but as the hefzid, you would be mutter.